I'm here to share, to explain a little bit, so we can go through the Bible together this morning. I brought a friend of mine. I want to do something different this morning to look at this passage of Peter, what the Lord has to say to us in this morning. So let's say a short prayer. Father God, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for having us here together in this morning, Lord. We ask for your presence. We ask for your grace and blessings upon us, Lord. Please, Lord, bless the teaching of your word. Encourage our hearts and life to follow you and to obey you, Lord, and that we can find grace and purpose in our life, families, and everything we're doing, Lord. Bless the congregation in this time and in this day, Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Forgot to mention that I'm from Colombia, so I speak Spanish. Hola. Feliz Navidad. So I moved to Canada in 2011. So I've been around for almost 12 years now. So I'll try to be as clear as possible. I apologize for, you know, any misunderstanding, but I'll try my best for sure. Thank you very much. Okay. So good morning.
Good morning. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Cami. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, I like your dress and I like your crown. Where are you coming from?
Well, I'm coming from Coronation Day.
Oh, Coronation Day. So, were you invited to the coronation?
Well, I wasn't, but you know, I like to be noisy sometimes.
Oh, you like to go places even you're not invited. Oh, how did it go?
Oh, I love it. I enjoyed it a lot.
Well, welcome to Walmer. Thank you for coming to church this morning.
Well, I went to church yesterday.
Oh, but did you? Oh, yeah, yeah. What was the church name?
I went to Westminster Abbey to watch the coronation.
Oh, you went to church yesterday, but it might be a different experience. Like, we're here today. We're not here to coronate, you know, to crown anybody.
Yeah, but, you know, it was so nice, but at the beginning, I wasn't sure if I should go or if I shouldn't. I was kind of thinking about it.
So what made you, what were you, why were you like doubting or thinking about it?
Well, you know, I was thinking, okay, if Princess Meghan Markle, she's not going, should I go?
Oh, you were thinking of Meghan. Yeah, I know she didn't show up, right?
But I said, if I want to be a princess, a queen, I should go to the palace.
Oh, you want to be a princess, a queen, so better to be in the palace.
Yes, I want to be there.
Oh, that's very nice. That's wonderful. So, you know, this morning, we're talking now that you went to church yesterday to Westminster to watch the coronation. So today we're talking about church as well.
Oh, I want to talk about church, but I want to talk about the queen and the king and God, you know, long live the king and God bless the king and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so we're here to talk also about queens and kings this morning. But, you know, I want to look at what Peter said. You would like to look at with me?
Yes, I like to.
So when we go through Peter, he starts talking about babies.
Well, I love babies too.
Well, babies are nice, but sometimes they can be, you know, a big responsibility. But when Peter talks about maybe kids like you, but even younger.
Well, I'm only 8 years old.
Yeah, you're 8 years old, but Peter talks about babies. And he said, you should be like a baby.
Oh, crying and crying and crying all the time?
Well, not just of that, but because babies really want and need their mother's milk. So Peter said, you should crave or, you know, long for God's milk, which is pure and undiluted.
Oh, God's milk. Well, I'm lactose intolerant.
Well, this milk is pure. This milk is great. So you don't have to be worried about lactose intolerance because this milk is undiluted. It's a pure milk of God.
So what is that? It's coming from the cow, from the God? What is that?
Well, this milk is the Word of God. the Word of God, which is what we as a believers, we should look for. We should crave all the time. We should nurture ourselves with the milk that comes from God, which is the Word of God.
Well, I drink milk every morning with my cereal.
You know, you need milk for your body, so we need milk for our spirits. But the milk is the Word of God.
Oh, I definitely need that milk. I want that milk. Where should I go to buy it? I like No Frills, and I like Freshco. I know there is a Metro down the street.
Well, you don't need to go any supermarket. You need to go to the Bible. And you can come to church also to learn more about the Bible.
Well, I like to be nurtured with that milk because yesterday at coronation, they didn't give me anything.
Oh, probably you were not invited to the party because I'm pretty sure they had a big, big feast of all sort of food and treats.
Yeah, I wasn't invited, but I got a hot dog in the street.
Well, that's also, that will do the work for sure. But today we're talking about the Bible, the milk, which is pure and undiluted. And this is written, it's been written for many, many centuries for us to nurture our souls and our hearts. So you wanna nurture yourself?
Yes, I will. That's what I'm staying for lunch.
Well, that's a different type of food. But here, first, we're getting our spiritual food, and after, we're going on the crock pot to see what has Nicole for us today.
Well, I hope better than my hot dog yesterday.
Well, for sure something better, but the Word of God is the milk that we need. So I'm glad you're here. And Peter also talks about, he invited the believers to come as a living stones.
Wow, a living stone, what does it mean?
Well, Peter said that we are not a temple anymore. Because remember the temple in Jerusalem?
Yes, I remember the temple.
Well, that the temple was destroyed in the first century. And many Christians were all spread because the persecution. So they were not able to attend or to go to any temple. But Peter said, we don't need a temple. We are the temple of God. We are the church of God.
Wow, I went to the church yesterday, and that was a beautiful, beautiful place, beautiful temple. That was amazing.
Yeah, this is a building, but Peter is talking not just of a physical building. Peter is talking about a spiritual building.
A spiritual? Oh, like I close my eyes and there is something there?
Well, yeah, the spirit means that you cannot touch it, but it is there, it's real. And this temple is made up not of physical stones. It's made of living stones, which means each one of us and you as well.
Oh, I'm a living stone. Okay, well, sometimes I feel a stone in my stomach. I feel like a stone here in my stomach.
Well, that might be something different. You need to go and see your doctor. Did you feel like a stomach heartburn or something like that? We're talking about stones because we are invited to be part of this temple, of this place that the Bible calls church.
Well, I want to be a living stone, but a beauty one. I want to be the nicest one with all the makeup and a nice dress.
Well, the living stone is not just the way they look like, but it's what it is inside the stone, you know? So we are living stones. We are called to be part of this building called church, but we are also called to be, to set up in the right foundation.
Oh, okay. Well, can you say it again? I didn't get that.
Well, every building has a foundation. And the church, even though we are living stones, we are called to be on the right foundation.
Okay, I know there is a right foundation in this building because I know this building has been here for many, many years before I was born.
Yeah, and there is a right foundation. So as a church, we also are called to be on the right foundation, which is, you know what it is?
Yes, the right foundation is John Tory.
Well, that was the mayor before, and he's gone because he made some mistakes during the COVID. Even though everybody was wearing a face mask, he didn't cover his mouth, apparently. Anyway, so the foundation of the building is not our mayor. The foundation is Jesus Christ.
Well, that sounds better, Jesus. Jesus is better than John Tory.
That for sure. Jesus is the foundation of our church. So Peter called us living stones, and he invited us to be part of this building called a church. But the church or the new temple is founded or is based on a living stone, on a cornerstone, on a keystone.
Okay, well, I'm not an architect. I'm actually a YouTube influencer, so I don't know nothing.
Okay, well, I know you're an influencer. You have your YouTube channel, your Instagram account, all that kind of stuff. So, when you're building, you need to get the right foundation.
Okay, so what is that?
So usually it's called the cornerstone. The cornerstone is the stone that is placed in between two walls.
So they can sustain the whole structure.
Exactly. So when Peter writes in his book, well, actually, I don't know if it was Peter, but we believe it's Peter. So Peter wrote that the building is all sustained for a cornerstone.
So Jesus is the cornerstone.
Exactly. Jesus is the cornerstone. But the corner means that is the rock or the stone placed in between two walls in the corner. So the corner, that stone can sustain the whole building.
So what are those two walls? What does it mean, two walls?
Well, the two walls means one wall is the Gentiles or the non-Jewish people, and the other wall is the Jewish people. So when Peter is talking, is what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 2, around verse 20. He talks about two people coming into one, the Gentiles and the Jews, who found peace in Jesus Christ to become one only nation. Remember the Old Testament?
No, I haven't gone to the New. How can I remember the Old?
Well, we were talking about, nurturing ourselves with the milk of God. You should read the Bible every day.
Well, sometimes I find it too much.
You find too much to have your milk and your cereal in the morning?
No, that's not too much.
Okay, so you don't find too much reading the Bible. Anyway, the Old Testament talks about the people of God, who was the Jews, the Jewish people.
And what happened to them?
Well, they're still there. But in the New Testament, Jesus invited the non-Jews, the non-Jewish, to come to be part of this nation, of this temple, of this creation, which is his people, his nation.
So we were not part of that before?
No, we were not part of that before. We were considered foreign, strangers, people who were not part of that, not even invited, because we were not Jewish.
Well, that's unfair. I don't like that.
Well, God in his mercy sent Jesus. So Jesus died on the cross and he opened a door for us. People used to go to the temple and praise God in their temple.
And what happened with that temple?
When Jesus died, the curtain of the temple turned apart and it became an open space for anyone who wanna seek and who wanna find God in their life. Before, it wasn't the way.
Wow, that's wonderful.
So yesterday you went to the coronation. You saw King Charles?
I took a picture.
With him?
No, with the door.
Oh, you were not invited. You didn't make it inside?
No, because remember, I was just, trying to watch it on my phone and watching what was going on.
Anyway, you went to church?
Yeah, I did.
So you see, a place which is open to anyone, the king or the peasants, anybody who everybody is invited to come and see Jesus on their own. So that's what the temple is now. So we are also people of God. So at the beginning, they said, what is this cornerstone means?
Yeah, what did that means?
So in the Old Testament, Isaiah wrote about the cornerstone, Isaiah 28. And the people before thought maybe that cornerstone is the corner, is the stone where Abraham sacrificed Isaac.
Well, that's another story.
Yeah, that's another story. And the rabbis believe that the stone Isaiah was talking was the stone when Isaac was about to be offered to God.
Well, that's in Genesis.
Yeah, that happened in Genesis. But also they thought the stone was the stone where King David built the temple in a specific mountain that was shown by God.
Oh, that was another stone?
Yeah, David offered a sacrifice on the top of the mountain. So they thought that was the stone that was being used. And it was also the stone for Jacob when Jacob slept on his way to his uncle's home. Jacob was fleeing from his brother and his family, and he fell asleep on his way, and he laid his head on this stone. And the rabbis believed that the meaning of that stone was important on the Jewish life. And that stone was the foundation of them as a nation and as a people of God.
Wow. And now the New Testament said that the cornerstone is Jesus.
Yeah, the stone was actually Jesus, who was a symbol on all those stories. So Jesus became the cornerstone, the stone that sustains the whole body of the building.
Wow, that's interesting. I want to be an architect now.
So you're not going to continue with your influencer business?
No, I want to be an architect.
Well, you know, when the temple got destroyed. The temple got destroyed around 500 something before Jesus, but they got rebuilt in the time of Nehemiah, in the time of Ezra. So they decided to rededicate the temple.
And they put a stone?
Yeah, that's what they said. The stone that was rejected by the builders, by the architects, has become the cornerstone, the foundation, the keystone.
So when they were doing the second temple, they didn't want to use the stone?
So what happened was when they did the second temple, they found this old rock that was there in the place that used to be the temple, the Jewish temple. And the builder said, we're not using old stone. We're not using those stones anymore. But the rabbis, the priest, they said, we're going to use the stone that is still from the first temple, because they knew that that stone has to be the foundation and is still the foundation. Have you been in the temple recently?
Well, I knew there is no temple.
Yeah, there is no temple in Jerusalem. There is only a wall. But that wall is still erected or built on an ancient stone. Do you know the size of one of those stones?
No, I don't know.
Well, it's a massive stone. It's huge. It's around like 50 feet wide, 15 long. It's huge.
And is it still there?
It's still there. That's the foundation, and that's the stone that the builders rejected, but has become the keystone or the foundation of the temple. That's what we are as a church, founded and on Jesus Christ, who is our rock, who is our stone. And the Bible promises that whoever believes will never be disappointed, will never fail. But whoever disbelieves or disobey God will stumble and fail. So you can choose to believe in God or not to. What do you think?
Well, I like to believe in God because I don't want to stumble. I don't want to fail. I want to be strong, and I want to stand up in the right foundation. I want to be You know, I want to stand up for God.
Yes. So that's what we're here for, standing on the right foundation, which is Jesus Christ. And so Peter said, you are living stones and you are a royal priesthood. You are chosen people. You are the people of God. You've been called from darkness to light to announce the great words and the great works and the great deeds of God and to pray his name.
So we are stones?
Yeah, we're stones.
And we are royal priesthood?
We are royal priesthood.
We are chosen people?
We are chosen people.
We are people calling from darkness to light?
We've been called from darkness to light.
To pray his name?
To pray his name.
To announce his great, great works?
To announce his great works.
That's me?
That's you.
And you?
That's me as well. Peter said, people who had no mercy, now they have received mercy. People who were not called the people of God, now are called the people of God.
Wow, I love those words. I want to be a living stone. I want to be royal priesthood. And I want to be Queen Camilla.
Well, yesterday people were remembering who should be in the place of Camilla, right? Princess Diana, but she's not here anymore. And that reminds me about the story of Queen Esther.
Oh, I love Queen Esther.
What do you love about Queen Esther?
I love her makeup.
Well, I never seen her makeup.
She went to Sephora. Love it.
I know you're very well known on makeup stuff.
I love Sephora. I love all makeup. I like to put my face beauty.
Okay. So Queen Esther was a Jew living in a place called Susa in the Persian Empire, long time ago. And she had no father, no mother. She was an orphan.
Oh, poor Esther. How he became so beautiful.
Well, she was beautiful. And her uncle, Mordecai, was in charge of Esther.
Well, that's wonderful. I don't have an uncle, but I have you.
Yeah, I'm looking after you.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, so Esther grew up, but there was another queen on that time. Her name was Queen Vashti, and she was the wife of King Xerxes.
Wow, I don't like Vashti.
Well, Vashti was the queen during that time, but the king made a feast, made a banquet, a celebration, and he called the queen because he wanted everybody to see the crown of the queen and the beauty of the queen. And the queen said, I'm too busy, I'm not going.
Wow, such a...
Don't say anything. She just didn't want to go.
Well, we have our rights as well. This is women time.
Well, in that time, she was supposed to go and show up in the court. And because of that, she lost her position as a queen.
Oh, like Meghan?
Well, Meghan chooses not to go, but she's still the princess. She still holds a royal title, even though she didn't show up yesterday for coronation. But yeah, Vashti didn't show up, so she lost her place as a queen. So it became Esther who took that position. Esther was chosen from many, many women in the court to become the queen instead of Vashti.
Oh, that's amazing. So was she wearing a crown like mine?
She was wearing a crown like yours. She was very beautiful. She was very wise. And she was a daughter of God. She was one of God's children in the court of the Persian Empire.
Wow, she made it really fast. Wow, that's my dream with my YouTube channel.
Okay, maybe. One day maybe you can be, but you are already a queen because that's what the Bible said. We are royal priesthood. We are part of the royalty. We are queens and kings and princes and prince. We are God's people.
Well, even though I take TTC, I'm still a queen.
yeah, you are a queen, even though you ride the TTC.
I got my crown from Dollarama.
Now, that's very nice.
If anybody wants a crown, you can go after service and get a crown from Dollarama.
Yeah.
You can be the queen of your kitchen or the king of your garage.
Yeah, we can have our own kingdoms, you know. But we are the royal priesthood. You are queens and kings from God. So,
well, what happened with Esther?
So Esther became the queen.
So what happened then?
So after years of being the queen, there was a bad guy.
Oh, it's a bad guy. I don't like it. I don't like justice.
Don't say anything. We're not talking about politics here. The bad guy, his name was Haman. And Haman hated the Jewish people. He hated Mardukai, Esther's uncle, and he hated Esther and everybody else who was related with the Jews. And he promised to kill all the Jews. One day he said, we're going to kill all the Jews and take all his possessions because I don't like the Jews. I don't like Mordecai.
That's been very mean.
He was mean, he was bad, he was wicked. All that you can say about this guy.
Wow, poor Esther. So she died? Everybody died?
So what happened was, because she was a queen and she was a God's daughter on the king court, she was able to make a difference.
How did she make a difference?
Well, you know what Peter said? I want to read what Peter says in 2 Peter, verse 5. He said, like living stones, let yourself be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
Spiritual sacrifices, wow. Like King Charles yesterday, 74 years old, walking with no walker, no wheelchair. That's amazing.
Well, these spiritual sacrifices means that we are called to present sacrifices as a part of a royalty and as a part of a priesthood.
So what happened with Esther?
So Esther was there and his people was about to die.
What did she do?
Well, she asked her uncle to pray and to fast. Not just her uncle, but everybody in his from his people. He said, go and pray for me. Go and fast for me because I cannot go into the king's presence.
Why? She was the wife. She can do whatever.
No. Even though she was the queen, she was only allowed to come into the king's presence only if she's been called. Otherwise, she will die.
Oh, she will die either way. Okay, well.
Well, she said, I haven't been called for a month now, and I can just go and show up there because I can die as well. So they asked, can't you please pray and fast?
Well, that's something that Christians can do.
Yeah, every Christian can present those type of sacrifices and offerings to God. Our prayers and our time of fasting, for example, is a sacrifice.
Well, I don't like to fast, but thinking about that, I should fast more.
Maybe you can skip breakfast one day and use that time of breakfast to pray and to read the Bible.
Yeah, I can do that.
So Esther asked her uncle and her people to pray for her and to fast for her, to offer a sacrifice, a spiritual sacrifice to God. Even though she was beautiful, even though she was the queen, and she had all these things on her favor, she wasn't allowed to go on the king's presence.
Wow, what a hard time for her.
It was difficult, but everybody prayed. They fast 3 days on a row, and Esther was bold enough to go on to the king's presence.
And she died? Did she die?
No, she didn't. Because when she showed up, there was favor. The favor and the mercy of God was on her because all the prayers and the sacrifices, she got the favor on from the king.
So what happened?
So the king asked, what do you want me to do, Queen Esther?
And what she said?
She said, well, if the king pleases, can you please come to the banquet that I have prepared for you and for Haman? And
oh, Haman was invited even though he was so wicked and bad?
Yeah, he was invited as well. And he was happy because he said, oh, the Queen Esther is inviting me to the banquet. It's because I'm such an important person. Wow, I'm the best ever in the world.
Wow, what happened after?
So they went to the banquet and Queen Esther said, can you come tomorrow again?
Wow, she was a little demanding.
Well, she was very wise and she was using her power, all the prayer, all the sacrifices, because she was a living stone in the palace, in the king of King Xerxes.
So what happened in the next day?
So the next day, they came to the banquet and she asked, can you please, king, forgive my people? I'm only asking for my people. I wouldn't ask for anything different. I wouldn't ask for money, possessions, titles. I'm only asking for my people.
Wow, that's a nice prayer and a nice thing to ask for.
Your people.
And what the king said?
The king said, like, what happened? So she explained that Haman had made plans to kill all the Jews, everybody, and to take all their possessions.
The king didn't know that Haman was so wicked and bad?
The king didn't know. He thought he was a good guy. And he realized how bad he was. And Esther was crying and asking for mercy.
Oh my God, what happened then?
So the king said, that's too bad, Haman. And he ordered to kill Haman and gave power to Esther and Mordecai to defend themselves the day that was set up to kill the Jews. And they survived as a people of God. So we are the people of God. We are like Queen Esther, like we are royal priesthood. We can present sacrifice and offerings to God, and we can see God working in our favor.
Wow, I like that.
I like that too. And I was remembering the story of a basketball player.
I like basketball, but my team is out of the playoff.
What is your team?
The Raptors.
Yeah. They're out long time ago. So what team you cheer up now?
Well, I like the 76ers.
Okay. You know, there's good players, but I remember this player who played for Phoenix Suns, and his name is Biombo. And he lost his father in 2021, and he took a break from basketball. He was so depressed and affected.
So poor guy, he lost his father.
But you know what he said? He promised to donate all year's salary to build a hospital in his hometown in the Congo.
Wow, that's very nice.
He's a Christian. And he said, I want to donate a year of my salary, which is $1.3 million, to build a hospital in my hometown in Congo in the name of my father.
Wow, that's a very nice thing to do. But he couldn't give me that money too, a little bit at least.
Well, he was asked, why do you wanted to build a hospital? And he said, I want to save as many lives as possible. I want to give the people the opportunity to find healing and to save their life. And that was something that reminds me what Esther said. Can you please, King, forgive our people and granted us life. So when we pray to God, we pray for our life and we pray for the life that the people we love, and we pray for the people, the life of the people that we share with in this country and in this world, to people to be safe, to find the life of Jesus and to find their life, the life that God has for them in what they're doing every day. Do you like to make that prayer?
I like to pray for the life of people.
Yeah, that's what Jesus had sent us to do. To pray so people can find life. So people can find the light. So people can find the blessings of God. And Jesus said, I'm the light. Jesus said, I'm the life and the resurrection. So we should pray. We should ask God for other people to experience the life and to be alive in Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't want to be 74 years old to become a queen.
Yeah, some people has waited and waited and waited very long time to become a king like King Charles. But we are now queens and kings for God, and we can lift our voices in prayer, and we can present our spiritual sacrifices to God, and people will grant, and God will grant us life, not just to us, but to everyone we ask for and we pray for. Amen.
Amen, brother. Thank you.